Hello there, and welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 492, and my name is, check the wallet here, Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New, and every day we alternate the tracks. Shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Our reading today is Romans 5 from the New King James Version and Romans 6 from the New Life Version. And after the reading, we have a special speaker for the commentary. Stick around. Let's begin. Romans chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received the reconciliation. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned, for until the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who was a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God, and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 6. What does this mean? Are we to keep on sinning so that God will give us more of his loving favor? No, not at all. We are dead to sin. How then can we keep on living in sin? All of us were baptized to show we belong to Christ. We were baptized first of all to show his death. We were buried in baptism as Christ was buried in death. As Christ was raised from the dead by the great power of God, so we will have new life also. If we have become one with Christ in his death, we will be one with him in being raised from the dead to new life. We know that our old life, our old sinful self, was nailed to the cross with Christ, and so the power of sin that held us was destroyed. Sin is no longer our boss. When a man is dead, he is free from the power of sin. And if we have died with Christ, we believe we will live with him also. We know that Christ was raised from the dead. He will never die again. Death has no power over him. He died once, but now lives. He died to break the power of sin, and the life he now lives is for God. You must do the same thing. Think of yourselves as dead to the power of sin, but now you have new life because of Jesus Christ our Lord. You are living this new life for God. So do not let sin have power over your body here on earth. You must not obey the body and let it do what it wants to do. Do not give any part of your body for sinful use. Instead, give yourself to God as a living person who has been raised from the dead. Give every part of your body to God to do what is right. Sin must not have power over you. You are not living by the law. You have life because of God's loving favor. What are we to do then? Are we to sin because we have God's loving favor and are not living by the law? No, not at all. Do you not know that when you give yourself as a servant to be owned by someone, that one becomes your owner? If you give yourself to sin, the end is death. If you give yourself to God, the end is being right with Him. At one time you were held by the power of sin, but now you obey with all your heart the teaching that was given to you. Thank God for this. You were made free from the power of sin. Being right with God has power over you now. I speak with words easy to understand because your human thinking is weak. At one time you gave yourselves over to the power of sin. You kept on sinning all the more. Now give yourselves over to being right with God. Set yourself apart for God-like living and to do His work. When sin had power over your life, you were not right with God. What good did you get from the things you are ashamed of now? Those things bring death. But now you are free from the power of sin. You have become a servant for God. Your life is set apart for God-like living. The end is life that lasts forever. You get what is coming to you when you sin. It is death. But God's free gift is life that lasts forever. It is given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Today I'd like to turn over the commentary to one of history's greatest preachers. Charles Haddon Spurgeon was born in 1834 and went to his reward in 1892. He was a prolific writer as well as a gifted preacher. All right, now let me get my microphone situated by the old Victrola so you can hear Spurgeon's words. And here we go. Let us notice that eternal life is imparted by grace through faith. When it first enters the soul, it comes as God's free gift. The dead cannot earn life. The very supposition is absurd. Eternal life enjoyed on earth comes to us as a gift. What, saith one? Do you mean to say that eternal life comes into the soul here? I say, yes, here, or else never. Eternal life must be our possession now. For if we die without it, it will never be our possession in the world to come, which is not the state of probation, but of fixed and settled reward. When the flame of eternal life first drops into a man's heart, it is not as the result of any good works of his which preceded it, for there were none, nor as the result of any feelings of his, for good feelings were not there till life came. Both good works and good feelings are the fruit of heavenly life which enters the heart. Eternal life is the gift of God in Jesus Christ. By faith we come consciously into Christ. We trust Him, we rest upon Him, we become one with Him, and thus eternal life manifests itself. Has He not said, I give unto my sheep eternal life? And again, he that believeth in Him hath eternal life? O beloved, you that have been quickened by the Spirit of God, I am sure you trace that first quickening to the grace of God. Whatever your doctrinal views may be, you are all agreed in the experimental acknowledgement that by the grace of God, you are what you are. How could you, being dead, give yourself life? How could you, being the slave of sin, set yourself free? But the Lord, in mercy, visited you as surely as the Lord Jesus Christ visited the tomb of Lazarus. And He spoke with His almighty voice and bade you to come to life, and you arose and came to life at His bidding. You remember well the change that came upon you. If any man here could have been literally dead,
and then could have been made to live, what a wonderful experience his would have been. We should go a long way to hear the story of a man who had been dead and then was made alive again. But I tell you, his experience, if he could tell it, would not be any more wonderful than our experience as quickened from death in sin. For we have suffered the pains and come through the entrance of life into the soul, and we know the joys which afterward come of it.
Well, thank you, Brother Spurgeon. The miracle of our eternal life is ours now, and it is as miraculous as the resurrection of Lazarus. God is good. In addition to Mr. Spurgeon, I'd like to thank my friendly editor and others who help support the show. If you'd like to find out how you can chip in, go to support.lifespringmedia.com. And I hope you enjoyed today's little theater of the mind. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.